Excited to announce my new book, Synarchy, The Complete Guide to the Elite Groups That Rule the World in the 21st Century. It's published and available on Amazon in paperback and Kindle. It has 16 chapters and is a complete breakdown of the world's power structure. I talk about the Black nobility families, bloodlines, Club of Rome, Bilderberg Group, Tavistock, the Vatican, everything. You will not want to miss this, so head over to Amazon and check it out under Amy Says WTF. In today's rant, I want to talk about the Bilderberg Group and how it relates to modern day. The Bilderberg meeting, hosted by the Bilderberg Group, is an annual conference to foster the relationship between Europe and North America. The first meeting was held in 1954 by Prince Bernhard of the Netherlands at the Bilderberg Hotel, which is why they named themselves the Bilderbergs. Prince Bernhard belonged to the Nazi Party and was head of the Black nobility before he died. John Foster Dulles was instrumental in getting the Bilderberg Group started, and coincidentally, he was the brother of Alan Dulles, the director of the CIA, who helped orchestrate Operation Paperclip, which enabled a large number of Nazi scientists to avoid capital punishment and were put in positions in the United States government in various capacities after World War II. It was during this meeting that the most powerful men in the world, from the Dutch royal crown to the Rockefellers, met for an entire weekend to discuss the future of the world. Since 1954, this elite group meets once a year in a different location to discuss the future of humanity, and no media outlets or journalists are allowed to attend. It's been written that the Bilderberg started with idealistic beginnings, but morphed into a shadow world government with no transparency whatsoever. The members of the Bilderbergs are essentially all Nazis and keep the Nazi sentiments as the core of their agendas. Eugenics and population control are among some of their beliefs. To give you an idea of the group, I will read a quote from Daniel Estulin, who wrote The True Story of the Bilderbergs. He stated, and I quote, "It is a surreal world of double and triple agents, professional psychotic assassins, brainwashed black ops agents, a cesspool of duplicity and lies and doublespeak and innuendo and blackmail and bribery. These men's incomes are the dirtiest and most despicable government-run missions, the kind that can never be exposed." End quote. The Bilderbergs are the most secret of any powerful group, and they select fringe people to report on subjects related to their agendas because they are completely clueless about the formal structure of the group and are ignorant to the group's greater goals and universal objectives. Bill Clinton was a useful recruit. He attended his first Bilderberg meeting in 1991 in Germany. David Rockefeller explained to Clinton why NAFTA was a Bilderberg priority and that the group needed him to support it. That following year, in 1992, Bill Clinton was elected president of the United States, pushed NAFTA to the forefront, and worked with Henry Kissinger, who was dubbed the godfather of the Bilderbergs. Henry Kissinger has attended every meeting since the beginning. Henry Kissinger is so committed to globalism, he even wrote a book called World Order. The Bilderbergs have one main goal, and that is to create a one-world government or company that is financially regulated by one world bank using one global currency. They want to see nationalism eradicated. They want centralized control of the people, and they do this using mind control to get all of humanity to obey. When you look at what happened to the world in 2020, it is clearly no longer a conspiracy theory. Members of the Bilderberg Group are represented by top figures from the Council on Foreign Relations, World Bank, Trilateral Commission, the European Union, central bankers, Federal Reserve members, and the Bank of England. Some of the more notable members are Henry Kissinger, Bill Clinton, Angela Merkel, Alan Greenspan, Ben Bernanke, George Soros, Donald Rumsfeld, Rupert Murdoch, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Stacey Abrams, Jared Cohen, the founder of Alphabet, Jared Kushner, Matthew Pottinger, Mike Pompeo, Lindsey Graham, Wilbur Ross, the agent of the Rothschilds, Jeff Bezos, Bill Gates, Eric Schmidt, Peter Thiel, Charlie Rose, George Stephanopoulos, other heads of state, influential senators, selected media figures and writers, NATO members, congressmen and parliamentarians. Not to mention kings and queens of other countries, aka the black nobility. Membership of the Bilderberg Group consists of around 80 annual attendees of the world's most powerful elite, and others are invited occasionally due to their knowledge or involvement in relevant topics. The men and women who are most valued will always be invited back, but some are first-timers chosen for their possible future involvement. Those that are not found relevant will be tossed aside, never to return again. The Bilderberg Group is a private club where members are not allowed to bring their husbands or wives or partners. Personal assistants, security, bodyguards, or any other type of Secret Service cannot attend the conference. The guests are explicitly forbidden to give interviews or divulge any of the meeting criteria to the public. They are in an environment where everyone gets along, and they are allowed to say what they never dare say in public. NATO was essential for their success to ensure perpetual war and nuclear blackmail, and would be used as necessary. They would then proceed to loot the planet, become even wealthier, and crush any challenger who tried to oppose them. Along with military dominance, controlling all of the world's money is crucial for them. As Amschel Rothschild once said, and I quote, "Give me control of the nation's money, and I care not who makes the laws." The Bilderberg Group's master plan is for a one-world government with a single global marketplace, policed by one-world army and a one-world central bank. The Bilderberg Group, like the Committee of 300, has goals they are working to achieve, and I'm going to read them to you. There are 11. Number 1. To achieve one international identity, one set of universal values. 2. Centralize control of world populations through mind control. 3. No middle class, only rulers and serfs, and no democracy. 4. A zero growth society. 5. Manufactured crisis and wars. 6. Absolute control of education. 7. Centralized control of domestic and foreign policy. 8. Expansion of NAFTA and the World Trade Organization. 9. NATO will become a world military. 10. Imposing a universal legal system with a world court. Number 11. A global welfare state where obedient slaves will be rewarded and nonconformists will be targeted for extermination. The Bilderberg Rockefeller Alliance is to make their views so appealing that they become public policy so they can pressure world leaders into submitting. The media is their instrument to push the propaganda. Former CBS News president Richard Sallant explained the major media's role, and I quote, "Our job is to give people not what they want, but what we decide they ought to have. What most Americans believe to be public opinion is actually carefully scripted propaganda designed to elicit desired behaviors from the public." Perhaps one of the most important founders and members of the Bilderberg Group is foreign policy body of the committee, Joseph Redinger. Joseph Redinger was a well-trained Jesuit priest and a 33rd degree Freemason, knighted in the Order of the Garter. The other founders were David Rockefeller, Prince Bernhard of the Netherlands, and Dennis Healy. Dennis Healy was an extreme communist and once said, and I quote, "World events do not occur by accident. They are made to happen, whether it is to do with national issues or commerce, and most of them are staged and managed by those who hold the purse strings." Think of every false flag. Think of everything that's happened. These things do not occur by accident. They are telling us. The Bilderbergs understand that their success depends on finding ways to get us to surrender our liberties in the name of a common crisis. The target is and always will be individual liberty. They want an all-encompassing monopoly on property, industry, money, and government, and they will stop at nothing to attain it. In the world of big business, get a monopoly and let society work for you. It is important to note the Bilderberg connection to the UFO extraterrestrial scenario. The American chapter of the Bilderberg Group was started by Walter Bedell Smith, who was head of the CIA at the time. It has been written that it is possible the Bilderbergs feel it is necessary to subdue the globe under one system before releasing extraterrestrial technologies. And in 2009, the Bilderbergs held their annual meeting in Greece, and they were divided on two alternatives. The first would be a prolonged, tumultuous depression that dooms the world to decades of decline and poverty, or a super intense but shorter depression that paves the way for a new sustainable world order, with less sovereignty but more efficiency. Sounds like COVID-19. They also discussed the future of the dollar, continued deception about environmentalism, projecting United States unemployment, a final push for the Lisbon Treaty to adopt neoliberal rules, fewer rights to work, and open border trading. One of the Bilderbergs' main concerns is the danger that their zeal to reshape the world by engineering chaos could cause the situation to spiral out of control and eventually lead to a scenario where Bilderberg and the global elite are so overwhelmed by events, they end up losing their own control over the planet. Now, this is all we can hope for. And during the 2009 meeting, there was a combination of agreement and fear of the crises that lies ahead, mainly because of America's extreme financial debt situation. They wanted to resolve this to produce a sustainable recovery. And these topics included establishing a global treasury department and a global central bank partnered with the International Monetary Fund, or a global currency through destruction of the dollar. Their plan was to exploit the swine flu to create a World Health Organization for global health and to end national sovereignty. Well, they surely didn't do that in 2009. But look where we are today. And fast forward to 2019, and the meeting topics included climate change and sustainability, China, Russia, the future of capitalism, Brexit, the weaponization of social media, and the importance of space and cyber threats. Due to the coronavirus pandemic, the 2020 conference has been postponed, but whether they will be successful in the future will be up to the citizens of the world. And if you want to know who the players are, just keep an eye for attendees of this annual meeting. That's all for me today. Thank you so much for listening to me rant. I hope you learned something, and I will see you very soon.